This is my first crystal heart connection that I've been able to record in quite some time, and I'm happy to be back. I needed a break because I was experiencing some extreme overwhelm and a bit of a recalibration as my journey as a mother has kind of taken a shift and a turn. I know I've said this to several people, but my second child just went off to college, and my second child has been a very long journey for me because from the very first, I will say moment of conception, but it really, you know, continued right from the day that I brought her home from the hospital. It just has not gone as I would have anticipated. It was a big learning adventure for me from the very first moment that her soul came into my reality. And as I've kind of come to this place and this new transition of her moving out of the house and being a little bit more independent, I have truly realized that there's so much I have been unable to process because I've just been so overwhelmed with the experience of motherhood. And I'm eternally grateful for my journey as a mother because, as many of you who have worked with me know, the spiritual dimensions are very easy for me. I access spirit very clearly. This is not something that I came into this lifetime to gain mastery on. I came into this life with mastery already contained within me. I didn't really know it in the beginning of my life, but as my life has gone on, I realize this is the easy part for me. The very difficult part for me is how to be a human while holding all of that spiritual awareness and while being aware of the infinite creator within me. But how is she showing up? And motherhood has been this journey that has had to make me show up and experience very human emotions. And so I'm eternally grateful for this, but it has also really brought me into this new level of awareness that I want to talk about here in this Crystal Heart Connection, because I do believe overwhelm is something that almost all of us are experiencing at some point in our life. And it is the biggest block to being able to really digest and metabolize emotion and actually make change and transition and participate in the grand expansion of our consciousness on planet Earth. And maybe it's not for everyone, but I do believe at some point that all of us will sort of encounter a feeling of like, this is too much. I can't process everything that's coming at me. So when I sat down to really bring this energy through, I was like, what is it about overwhelm? How do we identify it? How do we move through it? Because some of us are legitimately experiencing things like an experience, and motherhood would be one of those experiences, is that you're just in this constant state, right, of needing to show up for somebody else's needs, and like your needs get kind of pushed aside, right? But when you really dissect how this all begins, you think about us as humans, like the human dynamic is that you're going to have feelings. And, you know, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and this wasn't a thing that was ever discussed. It's much more discussed now, obviously, as our consciousness is growing. We're learning that humans have feelings. Wow, isn't that like a wild concept? But what are they really? And I realize I'm sort of giving this very heady, logical explanation around something that's almost just not for the mind. It's not for logic. But sometimes I do find that if I can like logic something and I can allow my mental energy to sort of, hey, give permission for this experience, that then I can actually have the experience more fully and really have the human experience, right? And then as you allow yourself to have these experiences, you evolve within them and you anticipate like, oh, this is what being a human is. And I say this a lot, and maybe you do too, but being a human is, it's a very strange journey, especially these days. So you get these feelings, right? And what are feelings? Feelings are really like guideposts, and they're pointing you towards where you want to go. It's like the soul came here to have feelings. This is humaning. This is what this experience on planet Earth is. It's the what makes us special and unique as a human species is that we can have feelings. And it's the soul's way of reviewing, deciding what it might want to like step towards next. It's like a feeling. It's just a feeling. It's at its basic level, it's just something that you feel. Now, emotions, I look at this as being a little bit different because emotions are really what is created by a judgment of the feeling. It's a judgment or a judgment of the experience that you're having, right? So then we need to have this because we need to sort of decide like, hey, there's a bear chasing me. I need to run. But what has happened, and this is why a lot of us on planet Earth are so, so overwhelmed right now and unable to process the sheer emotion that is running through our energy bodies, is that the judgments are being placed in our field at a rapid rate. So we are experiencing this wide range of expression with our connection to technology and, you know, the ability to just travel and experience more of what this world is experiencing is overwhelming us with judgment. Now, okay, some of the judgments we're carrying, you know, like some of the judgment that we have is really built into our DNA. It's like been passed to us maybe through past lifetimes or, you know, just through our experience, we've created these judgments which cause the emotion. And those are something to be looked at and moved through, you know, in a different way than I think the things that are just being planted in our field. But then also, this is a third reason I think that a lot of us can get overwhelmed, is that some of us, and I'm putting myself in this category at certain times, we get a bit addicted to chaos. We just keep on taking on more and more and more and more and more. Because it blocks us from feelings that we're judging as being inaccurate, improper, or not what we need to be in this lifetime. So there's some bit of addiction to chaos when we start to tune into the feeling that our identity might be shifting if we acknowledge this feeling, or that in some way we're just unsure how to proceed if that identity, you know, crumble. So if I let go of certain roles that my soul is guiding me to, how will I show up as a mother? How will I show up as a wife? How will I like earn money and, you know, pay for all of the things that we need to pay for? So there's some legitimate questions that arise when you start to feel a calling in a new direction, or you feel something that's beyond the known path. And there's an incredibly large amount of that happening right now because so many of us are being called beyond that traditional path. There's just an incredibly large amount of new pathways opening up for us to experience on planet Earth right now. And us as a soul and a human have to sort of learn to navigate how much can I process and move into that new shift and that new way beyond what I've ever known. So ultimately, this is kind of the ascension process to me. This is, you're becoming aware of this like higher perspective, right? You're releasing judgments, but also maintaining compassion for yourself and like others that are on this human journey. And this is one reason that I think spiritual bypassing has kind of become a really big topic. And I know for me, I'm always, oh my God, am I spiritual bypassing? Like it, and I get it. I get the concept of it. I just feel that there's an evolved way to look at spiritual bypassing, because I know for a fact that I've passed through this bypassing, or I've experienced a bypassing. And I actually think it's a very natural experience for someone who was born with spiritual mastery under their belt. And that, you know, I don't want to call it spiritual mastery. Like, there's always learning, but when you've been born on this planet, which seems to be the type of clients that I work with the most, when you've been born with this awareness already open inside of your soul, or maybe there's just some sort of activation where all of a sudden, you know, you really start to remember spirit and a spiritual perspective, it is really easy to bypass the human aspect of the experiences we're having. You still carry judgments, but some people would say it's easier just to bypass the emotion. And it's like, is it easier? Because ultimately you feel this sense of overwhelm all the time about engaging in the human realm. So spiritual bypassing is ultimately like you will be led away from it, because it's not an effective tool. Because spiritual bypassing is like when you see the higher perspective, but you deny the lower emotions that you're experiencing in whatever it is that you're dealing with in the human realm. So the key is, you know, to really be able to process emotion, but with a release of the judgment. So finding like, I'm having this intense emotion. Okay. And this is ultimately like, if I reflect on my motherhood journey, I'm having this intense emotion that's like overwhelming my system regularly, but it was really the judgments that I was holding about what a mother should be, what a child should be, what a family should be. All of those were what spirit was pointing to me to release, but I was unable to. So I was just staying in this constant state of overwhelmment and emotion, because I wasn't really ready at that time to let go of the identity of what I felt in my heart was a mom supposed to be, and like what a human is supposed to be. So just staying in this endless cycle. So if you find yourself having like just extreme overwhelm, taking a moment to release and look at what am I not feeling? Well, I'm not feeling the emotion of fear, sadness, grief. What is that? You know, I'll put the word on the emotion. Maybe it's self-confidence. Maybe it's, you know, feeling of worthiness or unworthiness. And then ask yourself, what is the pattern of judgment that's causing me to experience these emotions? What is it that I'm falsely believing that is sending off all these alarms inside of my emotional body? What am I looking at outside on social media that is giving me judgments about how I should be or how I should feel or what should I think in this current reality? Are those really mine to carry? Am I being overwhelmed by absorbing too much information from the external world, absorbing the views and the philosophies of everyone else? Am I running from something? Am I running from an uncomfortable emotion? Am I addicted to that chaos? Am I addicted to that adrenaline that I get from always having to fight the world, never feeling safe in the world? Can I stop? Can I pause? Can I clear these energies from my field? Can I allow myself to be brave enough to be that individuated individual that I came to be, that individuated human that I came to be, that fully embodied human, if you will? And truly, I do believe that the insanity that is taking place that might be prompting that level of chaos is showing us, it's literally forcing us to find a way to individuate and become who you are, because it's literally your survival right now depends on you releasing the judgments, our survival as a species. Not to be dramatic, but it feels to me as that our survival depends on us finding an inner truth, overcoming the pressures or the judgments or the ways that we thought life should be, and truly learning to live in connection with that higher spirit and that higher perspective. Because that's the only place where we can allow life's experiences to unfold on planet Earth. That's the only place where we can truly hold a place of compassion. We can hold that place of love for others. So just taking a deep breath right now. And just really tuning in to that heart space. And I'm stepping in to your energies right now, asking for your higher self, your Christ itself, and your I Am presence to merge with you and support you at clearing patterns of judgment, clearing patterns of overwhelm, and all associated energies to these patterns from your field. Allowing you to truly feel the safety, the security, the love, the unconditional love, the support that your own presence has here for you. And just asking for all energies in your field to be transmuted, allowing it to spread out to your timelines and clearing all triggers of overwhelm, clearing anything that isn't yours, asking to bring back your energy that you've lost to the judgments of others, to the fear of the unknown. And just taking a deep breath, allowing these energies to clear from every layer, level, and dimension of your field, allowing it to clear from your DNA, from the cells of your body, from your meridian systems. And taking a deep breath, bringing more of your own light into your field, and exhaling, allowing these energies to lift and clear. Asking your higher self to bring forth new pathways, new energy, and downloading the energy of trust. Trust in your own journey. Trust in your own unique pathway on planet Earth. allowing your soul to express its truth without judgment. Allowing your soul to be re-educated about what it means to be you in this world. Asking your higher self to begin showing you your place in this world. And just feeling into your body. Any areas of tension, restriction. Allowing it to melt. Scanning the body. Head to toe. Informing the body with your breath that it's okay to release emotion, that it's okay to have feelings. It's even okay to have judgments. Don't fight against this process of life. And just focusing in on your eyes, your actual physical eyes. Just asking spirit to begin clearing so that you may see the higher perspective in all situations, yours and others. And focusing in on your throat. Allowing this throat center to clear so that you may have confidence to speak your truth, to share your higher perspective. And opening the heart center now. As you breathe into the heart, we're creating more coherence between how you feel inside and what you express outside. Clearing any distortion, any trapped emotions. And traveling down to your solar plex. And just breathing in and clearing any self-doubt, any lack of confidence, any feeling of not belonging or having to defend. And just breathing into that root chakra now. That first and second chakra. Your ability to be you in this world, to feel safe, to feel that you belong, to allow your unique creations to be expressed in the world. And taking a few more deep breaths as these energies integrate. And just becoming aware of any judgments that might be holding in your field. Giving yourself permission to feel, to have emotion, and also giving yourself freedom to be who you came here to be, and allowing others that same freedom. Allowing others to have their unique pathway to realizing the power of their own presence.